Good morning, Aurel. Today is Tuesday, 3rd of January, and right now it is foggy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast today is mostly cloudy, with a temperature range from low 24 to high 28 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on will be still partly cloudy, and we can expect fog again overnight. Moon is waxing gibbous, and 68% of it is illuminated. And moonlight is very useful right now, since there's still no electricity in the Aurel and nearby villages. From yesterday onward, cleanup team has started the work. They start assembling at the town hall main parking lot at 9 a.m. and all should bring their own rakes, mumpties, chetties, cutties, wheelbarrows, brooms, saws, chainsaws, gloves, caps, water bottles and enthusiasm. In town hall, the receptionist with the sign Cyclone Tain Relief is a team of people sitting there to fill in the complaints about the place and the level of damages in order to make a report which will help them to follow the direction the most and vital needed. At the same time, they will also record all the damages on the buildings and surroundings. And here's Bridget talking about its function. Good morning, Bridget.
Hi, Miriam.
This morning you started with the desk for the Cyclone Tain Relief, yeah? What we can do with this, or we can complain, or what is this desk for?
Right, this is basically a help desk for anybody that needs help with the cyclone relief issues. It's situated downstairs in the town hall. The telephone number is the main town hall telephone number, 2622250. So people can basically come into us. We're like a filtration system. We're actually recording people's needs. We're also trying to get help out to people. So we're still setting up at the moment, but the information I can give you at the moment, if people first of all have needs in terms of there's still a lot of communities without water. So Jared and Andy are actually Jill and Andy from Lavinia are actually coordinating the water team at the moment. So people should ring Jill or Andy if they don't have water, and they have three generators that they can help pull waters from wells. So I'll just give you maybe Jill's number is 94861440 65. So anybody that has water issues to ring that number. There also is a team out clearing trees at the moment. There's 14 new chainsaws on their way and stuff. So people can come to the help desk if they need help with that as well. And Puna Swami and the team are out working on electrics at the moment. That's going to be quite a while before that's back in operation. But in the meantime, we want to request to the community that if anybody has single phase generators, that they can actually, we'd like to pool all the generators together so we have a central place that people can come and they can recharge their batteries and their UPS and stuff like that. So Jill and Andy again are coordinating that, so maybe to use the same number for that or else to come into us at the help desk. Also, there's a cleanup team that meets every morning at 9 o'clock. Alok from Ora Shilpam is coordinating that. They meet at the town hall car park at 9 and they're out cleaning until 12 every morning. Also then, if people have funding requests, lots of people have very immediate needs at the moment. So if it's a housing request, they go straight to Joseba in housing. If it's an infrastructure or greenbelt request, they come to Lavinia. And we'll take the requests for that. And obviously, if people have any access to fundraising as well, Oroville badly needs money at the moment. And Mauna and the outreach media team has put information up on bank accounts that money can be sent to.
Yeah, we're going to publish them in today's news.
Great, that's fantastic. Yeah. So the help desk is just there. The last 2 hours, we're just trying to get organized, but yeah, if people come in, we'll do whatever we can.
With the question was also because as far as I saw, most of us we are cleaning the woods around so that we can clear it out and see what is wrong, what needs to be done. And there was a talk that all the wood supposed to be gathered somewhere.
Yes, there is supposed to, again, I think that's been coordinated at the moment. Jeff and Glenn are actually looking after the trees, but from what I know, there's to be a central location where all the wood will actually be.
You don't know where that would be?
I don't have that information at the moment, but again, I'll try and get it, and we'll try and get it at the help desk, but I would imagine that Glenn or Jeff should know that at the moment.
So basically you're gathering information in order to help us.
Trying to. There's a whole team of us there at the moment, yeah.
And it's basically Lavenir team, yeah?
No. It's well, it's Lavenir and the working committee met yesterday with a lot of the people, interestingly enough, that worked on the tsunami relief. So Orville has a lot of experience of this. So we've got Elka out there, Angela's there, Bindu's there, Hemant is there. So there's a lot of people with that. And Alok, obviously, who's very involved in the tsunami as well. So they've done this kind of thing before. So we're just...
That's trying to remember and try to do
something
to organize for us. What will happen with beach communities?
I'm sorry?
What will happen with beach communities? You have any clue?
I haven't any information on that either, but obviously the same help will obviously be given. I hear that Repo is actually quite badly hit, and I think there are people in Repo that had to be relocated as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite devastating everywhere. I think it's going to be a long time before we're back to...
The normal speed of relieving.
Yeah, but hopefully as well through this, I mean, it's bringing the community together, and I think there's positive things that have happened from it as well. So let's see.
If I'm really rude and I said, what is your forecast? How soon we will get the electricity back?
I don't know. They're saying 10 days at the very minimum, so I don't know. Yeah, but I also heard that in Kulapalayam and in Edie and Chavity, some people have current. So maybe if people have relatives or friends, I've just checked in Tamarai, but we don't have current there. But anybody that has current in those villages, maybe, you know, maybe they can help recharge some of the
batteries. But basically, for electrical service, we need the people from Pondi to come and check it up, yeah? We don't have electrical team here, or we do?
We do. Puneswami and Tuan are working really hard on that. They're out in the field working at that at the moment. I don't personally have an update on it, but I was in a meeting yesterday that Tuan was in, and they were saying at least 10 days, but they're working flat out at the moment, yeah. You see a lot of our cables with the trees and stuff, it's so maybe it's time we go for underground cables and change things a little bit.
Thanks a lot, Bridget.
Okay, thank you.
Until full connectivity is restored in Orville, there will be no hard copies of news and notes. For important communications, they're asking us to post on Orville.net. And that's for those who want to help us. Checks for Orville Cyclone Relief can be sent to Orville Unity Fund in Town Hall. And bank transfers from within India can be made to Stand Bank of India, Orville Township. And also from abroad, it's possible to deposit money for the cyclone relief. There is a need to communicate with the world about the impact of the Thane cyclone had on Orville. We are all asked to send our images and videos we took to orvilnet@orville.org.in or manoj@orville.org.in, or we can bring videos and images on USB stick or disk to manoj@orvilnet office in Town Hall. On Friday, 6th of January at 4 p.m. in Town Hall, Orville Town Development Council will present pump storage system. The Orville region suffers from frequent power cuts, load shedding. This has resulted in the installation of a large number of inverters with lead-acid batteries and diesel generators. Orville plans to rely mainly on renewable energy sources in the long term. Most renewable energy sources provide intermittent supply, and therefore storage of energy is required. Pump storage may therefore be considered as an energy storage option for Orville. The presentation and discussion will also look at the possibilities of utilizing the Matrimandi Lake as the lower elevation reservoir of pumped storage system, while a high-level reservoir could be made on top of a hill that is made from the soil excavated from the Matrimandi Lake. In silence lies the greatest receptivity, and in an immobile silence the wasted action is done. Let us learn to be silent so that the Lord may make use of us, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.